My name's Mike Rowe, and, yeah, this is my job.
I explore the country looking for people who aren't afraid to get dirty.
Comfortable? What's comfortable? There's nothing comfortable about this.
Hardworking men and women who earn an honest living.
I think that's as good as we're going
to
get.
Tell me what to do.
Doing the kinds of jobs that make civilized life possible for the rest of us.
You can sit on my lap, but we ain't going to do that.
No, it's not that kind of show, Ben.
Now, get ready. To get dirty. Oh! Coming up on Dirty Jobs.
Welcome to Perk U.
I join a team of crime scene investigation students.
So you are called out to a scene.
Oh.
Beautiful maggot paradise.
In a field of putrefied pig cadavers.
Chance for me to feel the heat of maggots on a rotting corpse.
How often do you get to do that?
We leave no sow unturned.
What's wrong?
Nothing.
No buckets undumped.
Where'd his head go?
As we probe through gag-inducing, incriminating evidence.
Everything all right?
Everything. It's just, I got vomit come out my eyes. Oh, God. Okay, welcome to, where are we exactly around?
We're at Purdue University.
Or FERC University, if I can read this properly.
This is actually our forensic entomological research compound.
These guys think about everything. They're, are you scientists?
We're squints.
What's a squint mean?
Squint is kind of a affectionate name for a scientist that deals with forensics.
Where are my manners? This is Clayton, all the way down here. This is Ralph, this is Pat, and this is Christy. Okay, and Christy and Clayton, are you guys students?
Yes.
Okay. You're the big cheese?
Yes.
And what's your role, Pat, exactly, aside from a squint?
I'm a forensic lab director.
Okay. Behind me is a red wall, and behind the red wall are rotting corpses. And the corpses in question belong to pigs.
Yes.
And why are they there?
Pigs actually represent pretty well a human model corpse. Lack of hair and internal organs are pretty well quite the same.
So, behind the red wall, inside of the rotting corpses, I would imagine are any number of bugs and such.
Yes, there are. And the scenarios we've kind of set up for you today are very similar to real-world death investigations. We call everything a death investigation. We don't call it a homicide right away because
you never know. Right.
Right.
Or a DI. You guys would abbreviate it.
Yeah, DI.
I mean, you have to. I mean, the world. In fact, DCOMP, does that actually stand for something?
Stands for Discovering Entomology and Criminalistics Over Many Projects.
I thought it was Don't Ever Confuse Odor, Maybe Personal.
That's good.
At the end of the day, it'll stand for
it. Yeah, that's sure. Okay, so when you were full-time in your former life, they would call you, you'd go to a crime scene, and you would try and determine, based on the evidence there, what had happened and when.
Exactly, and I did it so long ago. When we went to a crime scene, and it was in a rural area, and we had insects on it, we kind of looked and said, yeah, there's insects on it. Now, collecting insect evidence is very, very, very important.
And the maggots aren't going to come when you're still alive. Like, you don't have maggots on you right now, I hope.
Clayton, is that true? You don't think I have maggots on me right now?
I hope not.
You all must have seen some extraordinary things over the years out there.
Yes, and actually all of the scenes that you're going to play with today, I've seen in the real world with human beings. Oh. So
famous cases? Anything we...
I worked the John Gacy case. I was one of the five crime scene investigators that recovered the bodies there.
How many bodies were there?
27 under the house, one in the backyard, and one under the barbecue pit.
Oy, 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 oy.
And then four more in the river because he ran out of room under the house.
So this is important work.
Yes, it is.
All right, our next goal is to go behind the red enclosure and have a look at some corpses.
Yeah. I might mention about our pigs.
Yes.
We don't use healthy pigs for our projects.
I would imagine at this point there's not a lot of health.
We use recycled pigs that die of natural causes.
Zach, I'm glad you pointed out. The pigs we're about to see were dead when you got them.
Yes.
Okay? These pigs had driver's license. They would have checked the organ box, right? So everything is Jake.
Right.
All right, good. Okay, well, we can't all go in there for technical purposes. Who can take me?
Well, I volunteered Clayton and Christy because...
I volunteer them, too. I'll see you back at the lab.
Okay. All right, you guys go to the lab, then, and we'll circle back with you. Let's go pick some maggots off some dead pigs.
You're going to want some gloves.
Do you have gloves?
Yeah. Yes.
Great.
If you want to barehand it, it means more.
No. I've learned a lot over the years, but when somebody says, Mike, you're going to want some gloves, what I've learned is just to take them and thank them. Well, I wouldn't think the odor would be so different just on one side of a 5-foot fence.
It's not too bad.
It's the way the wind's blowing.
It's not that good.
You want to get started?
Yeah, I'm just thinking of various other things this shirt could stand for. The list is endless.
We went for decom.
I like, what was the one out there?
Ferk.
Ferk you.
Yeah. Where we're going ferking, ferk off.
Welcome to Ferk you. Okay. Where do we begin?
Okay, we're going to start with our what we call our plain body. Teach you what you need to know, and then we'll get into the more special situations. So, we have our vials of...
Excuse me, Doug pooed his pants again. This will happen every couple of moments. When it happens, it's best just to play it as it lies.
It's not like you can smell anything out here.
No, don't worry. I took a deep breath. It had to go somewhere. That's how I roll. I'm Doug Glover.
As Doug's gases and the stench of death mixed into a fine bouquet, they handed me a crime scene form and we approached our first victim.
So you are called out to a scene and you arrive at this.
Oh!
Beautiful maggot paradise. So you want to pull out your form.
Case type.
Death investigation.
DI. Case number.
You can make up whatever number you want right now.
69.
Beautiful.
Investigator's me.
Yep.
State of decomposition. Now, this is where I need to use my deductive. I'm clearly dead. So, active decay, advanced decay. Well, I see a lot of activity, which makes me think it's actively decaying.
Very good.
Very good.
Yes?
You get into advanced decay. Right now, we have active decay because the maggots are still actively feeding on the bodies.
Mm-hmm.
So, the advanced decay moves when the maggots are starting to move away from the body. They'll actually migrate away.
Scene temperature.
So temperatures are, they're very important because that's how we can tell how old the maggots are. When the maggots are feeding, they produce a lot of heat. So if you stick your finger down in the maggot mass, it's going to be a lot hotter than it is outside.
Aside from my own edification, there's no real science. This is just a chance for me to feel the heat of maggots on a rotting corpse.
Yeah. How often do you get to do that?
For a while. It's very warm indeed.
Let's find
out
how warm.
That's another big rule. Don't put anything in your mouth.
That is an excellent tip.
You don't know where that
really
pencil's
good.
Been.
Really good. Good tip. All right, we're going to stop all that. Stop putting things in mouths.
Since the field report required more scientific data than my finger could supply, we used a thermometer for 5 different measurements.
And it's always Celsius, never Fahrenheit.
Very good.
We measured the ambient temperature, body surface temperature, the ground temperature, and then we measured the body itself. And finally, we put the thermometer right in a pile of squirmy maggots.
Right in the mass of maggots.
Yep. That's maggots. Humans, we thermoregulate. We have a pretty constant body temperature. The maggots don't. They rely on the outside temperature. So that's why temperature is a really important factor for us and how we can use it to help determine how long these maggots and then, therefore, the body has been here.
Mm-hmm.
If it has a head, it's not a maggot.
What is it?
It's probably a beetle larvae.
Right.
Maggots don't have a head. They just have mouth hooks, and they scrape with the little mouth hooks, and that's how they feed. And then they stick the other end up in the air, and that's where they breathe out of.
They breathe out their butt.
They breathe out of their butt, yeah.
Pretty much.
If you were eating a dead pig, you might breathe out of your butt, too.
I suppose I might. 33. The maggot mass is the warmest part of the whole thing. The body surface is the coolest. So all of that would tell a smart person many things.
It will.
But to me, it's just a series of numbers I can read back.
Well, we'll teach you what to do with them when we go back to the lab.
Coming up.
You can hear them feeding, and they kind of sound like Rice Krispies. Want a bowl of cereal?
Beautiful.
And if that doesn't suit your taste, how about a pig in a blanket?
So what we want to do is we want to open this up.
Do we?
It's not just for breakfast anymore.
See, you can see a lot of his insides really nicely there.
God!
So now what we want to do is we want to collect these beautiful little maggots, right?
I don't know, but that sounds super. I mean, it'd be a shame to leave them out here unsupervised.
You can collect maggots in one of two ways, either very carefully with a pair of precision forceps, or a faster way, which I prefer, dive in with both fists and jam them into a paper cup.
I just have to stand up away from that for a second.
These come in really handy when you have either really little maggots or you have eggs and they're really hard to identify.
Uh-huh.
Or if you just want to take them home with you like a pet.
Yeah, okay.
Our students take them home.
Do they?
Yeah.
That's great.
Enjoy that.
So now we want to try and collect some beetles, which is a lot more difficult because they're quick. The maggots are pretty easy to collect because they're not going very fast.
Yeah.
They don't have legs. So now you want to collect...
The absence of legs has really slowed down the whole moving thing. All right.
And one of the things we're going to do, we're going to pull up a couple of the legs, because sometimes you'll find the beetles up underneath.
Beautiful. So how do we go about that? Just grab and pull the thing?
You can grab and pull.
You can see they're very good at clearing. This whole bone is cleared right here.
That's very thorough.
And if you listen really close to the maggots, you can hear them feeding, and they kind of sound like Rice Krispies. Want a bowl of cereal?
I don't, but I want my dear friend Chris Jones to come over here with this fancy boom mic and stick it right there, Chris.
Sounds like Rice Krispies. Put milk on it.
I feel as though many are crawling up my leg. Is that a typical?
That's called delusionary parasitosis.
Yeah.
I got that.
It's when you're around things that are creepy and crawly, and you get a sense that they're crawling on you.
I got a bad case of the paranoia.
There's a beetle.
Him?
Right there. See him?
This guy?
Yep.
That's a sylphid beetle.
A selfish beetle?
Sylphid.
Oh. That's worse than a selfish beetle.
They don't share.
Really? And there's plenty to go around.
Oh. If you think you're going to start to throw up, force yourself to smile. Like, grin really. Like,
yeah. Ha-ha.
Yeah, there you go.
And then it comes squirting between your teeth. Yeah. Ha-ha. Everything's great.
Look how pretty that is.
Oh, God. Oh, look at the size of this
right
one.
Over.
Look
there
at that.
Come here.
Down the hatch.
That was a good catch.
Thank you.
Get a few more. They can have a card game in there, too.
Sure.
What's wrong?
Nothing. Smiling. It's
there
nice.
You go.
It's a good day.
Force yourself.
If you breathe through your mouth, it makes it a little better.
If you don't breathe at all, it makes it great.
I think we have a pretty good collection of beetles. Mm-hmm. Ready to move on to a different body?
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Yep, you bet.
Our next victim gives new meaning to the term pig in a blanket.
So now, why we have a pig wrapped up like this? A lot of times people don't just dump a body and leave it out in the open. They will wrap it. So this represents what you would come on if someone had wrapped a body in a tarp.
Uh-huh.
So you can see all around here, we have maggots. Maggot mass sort of escaping. But what we want to do is we want to open this up.
Do we?
Yeah.
Oh, we do.
Do we know how long? Well, that's the whole point.
Let's
try and find out how long a thing has been there.
Well, yeah, we need you to guess. You need to guess on the other pig, too. How long do you think that pig we just collected off of has been there?
Let's go back and look at it again real quick. Based on the advanced decay, and I really don't know why I'm starting a sentence with based on, because I don't understand really the whole mysteries of rigor mortis, time frames and all that, but I'm going to say you die probably 24 hours later, start to stiffen up. I'm going to say this pig is 2 weeks old.
Okay, got that? 2 weeks old.
2 weeks old.
That was a stupid guess, wasn't it? It's not even close.
I didn't say it was stupid.
I said 2 weeks.
It's an educated guess.
All right.
We're going to take you back to the lab, and you'll figure out exactly how long.
All right, good.
Maybe.
All right.
Do you want the honors of unwrapping him?
It's not an honor I want, but it's one that I will accept.
See, the butterfly thinks it's okay.
The butterfly just flew away. Butterfly went over to say, what's this? And then went, oh, just threw up on my wings. And now he's gone.
Does it feel liquidy?
It really does, man.
Kind of like a water balloon.
Crap.
A little squishy.
When confronted with the smell of death and possible contagious disease, the brain's defensive system kicks into gear, sending unpleasant warning impulses, causing the gag reflex. For whatever reason, smiling like a fool
seems to inhibit this process.
Boy, the flies really come in.
Let's start with showing you how to collect the adult flies.
Let's do it.
That'll be great. When you show the tent method, I might do it over there a little.
Everything all right?
I'm good.
Baking eggs.
Good.
You watching?
Yes, I'm watching.
Ready for the this is the sweeping method.
Uh-huh. Sweeping method. You're not taking your shoes off, are you?
They're on.
No, it looked like you were kicking your shoes off. Why would you do that? You get some?
Yeah.
Well, you're good.
Well, I'm letting these go because you got to catch your own.
Okay. Oh, you're letting them go?
Yeah, you got to catch your own.
Senseless waste that was. Let me go in here and swoop a few. Oh, trap them.
Go quick, like a ninja.
Ninja.
Got a couple in there.
Okay. How do you get them from here into your vial?
Best thing to do is hold your hands right there, like that, and just kind of feed the vial up through there.
Right.
And just use this to force them in there.
Oh, I'm not even close.
No, I think he just popped when I heard him. You're killing evidence.
And we got to come back later and check on the dead fly and see how many maggots are on it. This is it. This is state-of-the-art stuff you got here.
That's right.
Crumping their flies.
Gotta do some things old-fashioned.
That smell gets trapped in your nose a little bit.
Mm. It'll wash out in your hair, too.
Oh, look at that. Look at all those flies. We got the label in there, too. Huh?
Science.
All right, now we're going to collect some maggots from over here, and then we're going to poke at the pig.
We're going to what? Poke at the pig?
Well, we got to see what's in there.
Go.
But first, we're going to collect the maggots so you can see a little easier.
Uh-huh.
Take your K-vial, your forceps again.
Yep.
We got a whole bunch in there.
Let's go hog wild.
So, once again, we collected maggots, and once again, I almost lost my lunch.
No.
Can't tell if that's indigestion or something else.
It's regret.
All right, so now what we want to do is we want to look at the pig.
Because
there are different species that like the more gunky stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So what you get to do is sort of spread its legs apart and see what's going on.
Sure.
It's going to be kind of squishy when you poke it, so be careful.
Sure, that could explode.
Yeah.
Have you seen exploding corpses before?
No, but there's a first time for everything.
So what am I learning by doing this?
Well, what we want to do is we want to see what's up underneath in here.
That's what we want to see.
Yes. It's all about the bugs.
So you want to roll the pig with the stick?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
That was close.
That was close. Oh, okay. Oh, ah. There we go. I've spread his legs.
Yes, you have. That smells a little bit.
God.
You can see a lot of his insides really nicely there. But I'm not seeing any maggots. So I guess that's either fortunate or unfortunate for you.
I'm looking for the upside.
The absence of some insects is important for us to know, too.
Good. Look how intense those flies are feeding. They can't even be shushed away.
They're not really feeding.
What are they doing?
They're looking for mates.
They're mating? It just seems like an odd time to pause for sex.
So if you look real close, females have their eyes spread apart and males have their eyes touching. We'll show you that later.
Yeah, because I'm not going to get close enough to see the fly's eye at this point, especially while they're...
Yeah, they're all attracted here because that's where they find mates.
Everything all right?
Everything. It's just, I think I got vomit come out my eyes a little bit.
That's gross.
It is. It's horrible.
Kind of
my whole face is going to fall
off.
Gross.
Now, how long do you think this pig has been here?
Well, I mean, it seems very difficult. Since I don't know if my 2-week guess on the first pig is accurate, and this one being wrapped up in swaddling clothes and, you know, lying in a field, you know, it probably generates a higher level of heat, and it's that heat that could cause this internal liquefying. So I'm going to say 1 week.
All right.
1 week.
2 weeks on Chester.
1 week here.
1 week on William.
No idea.
Sure, we featured maggots on the show before, but never flying maggots, so I thought I'd give Barsky that one-in-a-million shot.
Do the pig in the trash can.
Coming up.
Ah!
First, it's a magic trick.
The trash can turned a pig into a square.
Then, funny animal impressions.
You sound like Daffy Duck. Or Donald.
From a pig in a blanket to a pig in a bucket.
All right, so now we're going to move to the trash can pig. So these are A lot of times people, you know, will wrap them up. Sometimes they'll put them in something, like a trash can, and then these usually don't get found for a while. All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to open up this trash can. Want to open it up?
No.
No, go ahead.
All right.
Lift the lid off. And you can just set the lid down. Oh, yeah, you might want to not breathe in when you lift it up.
Seriously?
Yeah. Do it real quick.
You don't want to see this.
Like a flip.
That's not a pig.
Yes, it is. It was.
It was. He's Wilbur.
Look at this maggot.
How would you tackle this, Mike?
I wouldn't tackle it. I wouldn't touch it.
Yeah, well, you have to.
All right, you got to get maggots out?
Yep.
So, I mean, you'd have to get the remains out.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And you can't reach in and pull it out. So right. You'd have to dump it onto a tarp.
You can pick some of those maggots off the top if you want.
I'll do that. It's steaming. Why is it steaming? Is it that hot?
Spin.
You want to throw a thermometer in there?
Yeah, let's throw one in there.
Just stick it down in there.
Just jam it in there.
I'm going to jam it in there.
Don't break it off.
Oh!
Like I just said, don't break it off.
Go get another one.
I'm sorry about that. That's expensive.
About $200.
Seriously?
No.
Oh, crap, man. Thank you.
We recommend cleaning the thermometers off when you're done.
Sure. And it's always important to test the temperature of pork before you eat it. So this is what happens to a body? I mean...
How long do you think they've been in there?
How long does it take for a body to turn into a milkshake?
To liquefy?
I'm going to say that's been in there... I just don't even know. A month.
1 month.
A month.
Let's see what kind of temperature you got there.
Weird. 21? Is that possible?
Possibly.
I thought this pig would be on fire.
I kind of did too.
But it raw.
For those of you that haven't converted to metric, 21 degrees Celsius is about 70 degrees Fahrenheit. Still rather cool.
Ready to dump it out? Let's see what we get.
Yeah, let me spread this tarp out a little better.
It's okay if some gets on the ground.
Is it? All right. Yeah. I hate to make a mess. Ooh.
There you go.
That's ripe.
Shazam.
That's good stuff. Smile.
You sound like Daffy Duck. Or Donald.
Oh, I think you got some on you.
There!
Those are scrapped.
I don't smell good. Turn it into a square. The trash can't turn the pig into a square.
You're going to have to unfold him.
I don't want to unfold that pig.
Do you concur he has to unfold
Sometimes
it?
We have to do what we don't want to do.
There you go. Manhandle it. Where'd his head go?
Thank you.
Do you always dance?
When you smile, it keeps you from vomiting when I move around.
All right.
Yeah. Yep. Helps me. Helps me not throw up on you. Wow.
I think this was its head.
Yeah, that's a skull.
You can see the head's pretty much cleared off.
So that's the skull of this thing.
Have you seen the eyes or anything like that?
Gosh. Troy, did you get a look at this? It is something else. Look at that thing. Dave, did you get a look at this thing? Man, it's a beaut. It really is. Dan, did you get a look at this thing? Look at it. Ryan, I bet you wish you had a camera. No need, you can get a look at it. Isn't that handsome? Give us a kiss. Come on, give us a kiss. You're so brave and strong. Oh, come on.
Each of the maggots we're collecting has a distinct story to tell.
Never have too many maggots.
Oh, a maggot.
And although gruesome, all of this field work is a necessary part of investigations that help solve crimes and ensure justice is served.
So if you're investigating a crime scene and you come on a body like this, there's not a whole lot of evidence left besides insect evidence, because most of the other evidence is going to be destroyed by the liquefaction.
Yep.
So it's really important, you know, to get as much evidence as we can.
Sure.
Yeah. You ready for the highlight of the day?
Is that the dumpster?
The dumpster.
coming up.
If you feel something squishy,
then I'm probably standing on evidence.
We go dumpster diving.
It's like a treasure hunt.
You rat, that's bad.
And later.
So you pick out your favorite maggot.
Gosh, they're all so beautiful.
Just when you think you've seen it all.
It's not every day.
You find a two-butted maggot.
Well, you know, the surgery to separate them is very expensive and risky. This is the scene. Body in the dumpster?
Yes. So we would be called out to say someone opened up the dumpster to throw something in and found a little bit more than your average trash.
Mm-hmm.
So what we want to do is similar to the other trash can. We want to open it up, start by collecting what's on top, and then dig a little deeper. So you want to open her up?
Crap.
It's like a maggot playground.
God. Is this really similar to a, you know, to a real crime scene?
Yep, people get put in dumpsters all the time.
Why is it such a popular place?
They're in a hurry. They want to hide them fast.
Clearly, they're going to be discovered.
Garbage stinks.
Yeah, but not like this.
People panic. Usually people who kill other people aren't in their right frame of mind.
Yeah. So the job is, I mean, for real, you don't want to disturb the scene
right.
any more than you have to.
Correct.
Which is why you can't dump the thing out. So a proper crime scene investigator would simply hop in here and continue collecting maggots from the mess.
And we're going to want to slowly remove a few more things to try and figure out where the body is. If you feel something squishy,
then I'm probably standing on evidence.
Probably.
There's liquid everywhere. This thing has exploded. Somebody wrapped it in a tarp and now it blew up. Now it's leaking everywhere.
If someone had invented Smell-O-Vision by now, I'm sure we wouldn't have any viewers left. Just take my word that the deeper I dug, I discovered all new depths of stinkage. Came across more disgusting fly larvae than you could shake a maggot at.
That's a mass of maggots.
Scientists claim that sooner or later the brain will turn off the defense mechanism and the smell of death will eventually stop bothering you. Still waiting for that to kick in.
Hey.
What's wrong?
Nothing. I was just thinking, I was thinking of something funny. Matt, is there a dirtier blend of science and, I guess, just science and gross? I mean, the ultimate, is there a better combo of those two things?
Popular Science magazine, I think, did some sort of survey, and Forensic Entomology was number 9 out of the top 10 worst jobs in science.
What the heck is worse than this?
Whale feces researcher, I think.
That's nothing. I did that. That's nothing. Swimming around in crap is nothing. All right, I'm going to clear some more of this.
Be careful where you walk, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to... Okay,
uh-oh,
found it.
Hey, there he is.
Now, what else can I do for you while I'm in here?
You probably want to pick up the body and see if there's anything underneath it.
Oh. Yee, rat, that's bad. Oh, that pig's dead.
How long?
A while.
How long's a while?
Pig in a dumpster, under trash, out in the elements. I don't know. I'll say 2.5 months.
2.5 months.
All right. 2.5 months. I don't know how much worse shape a carcass could be in than this. I mean, really.
Fall off the bone goodness, isn't it?
These ribs are absolutely done.
Slow roasting.
Well, that pig, the maggots actually moved him. That's not where he was placed originally.
Explain that again? The maggots moved him?
Yeah, the maggots, when they start migrating, can actually move a body or pieces of a body along with it. So you notice the head was all the way up in this corner over here? That's not where the head was.
Where was it?
It was facing the other way.
The other way?
Yeah.
You're telling me these maggots turned this pig 180 degrees?
Well, they at least took the head.
Yeah.
They're pretty powerful, aren't they?
They turn clothes on bodies.
What do you mean they turn them?
Like if you have a murder victim and maggots get up under there, you can actually turn your clothes and twist and it looks like there's more of a fight.
Yeah.
Or it's just hard to determine what happened.
So there really is a whole maggot factor in investigating.
There is.
You have to consider the MF.
Yep.
Sure. I like that.
So is there... Are there any more of these little surprises around here? Do we have enough info to go in now and see how
now
close my guesses were?
We're going to go in the lab, and we're going to show you how we determine the time that's passed.
Yeah, take me to the place where the real science happens.
We can do that.
And make me smart. And I'll clean all of this later, I promise.
Sure.
The first application of forensic entomology was in 1235 in China. After a murder was committed using a sickle, the investigator had farmers lay their sickles out. Flies settled on only one sickle due to minute traces of blood and tissue. The owner of that sickle then confessed.
With the evidence collected and the field work behind us, it's time to break it all down.
There's forensic science here, and I can prove it. Back at the lab, we have the fruits of our labor spread out before us, our various maggots and beetles. What smart things will we be doing here?
Well, we're going to take the maggots that we collected in the field, and we're going to put them under the microscope to identify them. Because once we find out what species they are, then we can look at weather data that we've collected to determine how long the pigs were there and how old these maggots were.
Because different species of maggots typically arrive on the scene at different times. Yes. In the decomp process.
And they grow at different rates.
Right. We all still stink, don't we?
Yes, we do. Yes.
And I'm going to stink like this for a while?
Yes. Your pants are going to stink really bad for a while.
For a long time.
Yes.
Because of the exploding pig right there.
You might want some bleach.
I may just give these up for the cause. Yeah. Okay. What can I do?
We took our collected specimens to a high-powered video microscope.
How's it going, Patrick?
With a magnifying power of 200. It's lab director Patrick Jones's latest high-tech toy that allows maggots, flies, and beetles to be examined and photographed in order to tell their tale in a court of law.
So you pick out your favorite maggot.
Gosh, they're all so beautiful.
And you want to put them with the larger end up. So you want to stick them down in these little pre-made holes.
Larger end up. So, all right. I feel as though they're crawling on me. Every time I look at one, I feel one crawling on me.
So we're going to put this guy under the scope.
So is that the butt of the maggot?
It is. So you see these two things on the screen right there? Those are its breathing spiracle. And then we have these sort of picture keys here.
Following so the whole thing is just a flow chart, yes. Following the arrows.
So the first thing we want to look at are these spiracles. And we want to count. You see the slits?
Yes.
You see how there are three?
Okay, yes, I see three.
That means it's in its third instar. So larvae go through three. Instars are basically a molt stage, so they get bigger.
Okay.
So we know that we have a third here because it has three of those little slits. So what we're looking at now is to see if this is a complete paratreme or an incomplete paratreme.
Mm-hmm.
So you see how this is a complete one, and there's a gap in this one, and it's incomplete.
Yeah.
What would you say that is?
It's incomplete.
Very good. That means we have a blowfly. So then what we want to do, we want to see if the larvae has spines or it doesn't have spines.
Mm-hmm.
You see spines on them?
No.
Very good. We do not have hairy maggots. And now we need to look at these small spines on the anal protuberance and see if they're in a cluster shape or a V shape.
Oh, well, that's something.
All right. So looking at it, you see how there are all these little brown spots?
Yep.
Do you think they're in a V shape or a cluster?
That's a cluster.
So what's our blowfly?
This blowfly, based on the fact that its spiracle slits are incomplete and it is conspicuously without hair, what you have here is a Formia regina.
Formia regina.
Big names for little critters.
Christy, on your project, how many maggots did you identify?
10,041.
You did this 10,041 times?
Yes, I did.
Painstaking. You did 10,000 of these.
I did find a two-butted maggot.
You still have it?
I think so.
Would you see if you have it? It's not every day.
You find a two-butted maggot?
A two-butted maggot, yeah. It's unusual. Frankly, a one-butted maggot's pretty unusual. You got to put yourself in Christie's place. You've gone through, you know, ultimately 10,000, and on you go, on and on you go, and then suddenly
a two-butted maggot.
And holy smokes, Katie, bar the door. You don't even have to put it under the microscope. You can see it right there, that two-butted maggot peeking right out at you.
I thought it was Siamese twin maggots at first.
Well, you know, the surgery to separate them is very expensive and risky.
Ralph wouldn't pay for it.
All right, now, is it fair to say that a two-butted maggot has never before been viewed under a microscope on international television?
I would say that's a pretty safe bet.
Come here, you filthy, double-butted maggot.
So you see, if you zoom in on this, because this is from a different time,
mm-hmm.
You look. Can you see how his paratreme is complete?
Yes, a complete paratreme. I see it. Yeah, that's a complete paratreme. Boy, that one's just mangled. He's got like a hemorrhoid in his paratreme.
I'm looking at this side.
Mm-hmm.
And how it's not completely connected.
Oh, yeah. So the two-butted maggot is really two separate maggots who somehow became conjoined.
Yep.
It's incredible.
Because if you look at him, you can sort of tell where the one has burrowed in.
Yeah. That's what I thought. All science is...
Science is fun. And we try to keep things light here because I don't go
to work. Ultimately, when you think about what you're doing, I mean, if you don't have a sense of humor, you'd go out of what's left of your mind. I mean...
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, let's move on to flies.
You want to pin a fly?
I want to pin a fly, yeah.
Pick which fly you want.
I want this one.
All right, so what you want to do is you want to lay the fly out.
Mm-hmm.
And when you put the pin in, you want to put it towards the right side. You don't just want to jab it down in the middle because there are certain hairs we're going to look at, and if you do that, you'll ruin it. That's right in the middle.
It's not where you wanted it. Well, let's first of all demonstrate the wrong way to do it, shall we? Impale that son of a gun.
That's not the worst fly pinning I've ever seen. It's just not perfect.
I mean, you can't have perfection right out of the gate.
So now what we want to look for on blowflies is you want to zoom in on a certain part of, you see this vein right here?
Mm-hmm.
We want to zoom in on that, and we want to see if there's hairs on it or not.
You want to see if there's hair on the vein?
Yes.
Ooh. What's the official name of that vein?
The stem vein.
Stem vein.
Okay, this is the vein we're
looking at. That's the vein right there.
You see these hairs along in here?
Oh, yeah.
We know now that we have the hair on it.
But because there's hair on the stem vein, now we have to see if the bottom half of the head is yellow.
If it's yellow or if it's dark. So we want to focus in on the head.
Like this?
So this is the bottom half of the head. So is this yellow or dark?
It's dark.
Very good.
So it doesn't have a yellow half of his head. It's not yellow. If it were, it'd be a screwworm?
Yes.
But it's not, so it's a
Formanized the tribe. So then we go to number 5. So we want to look at the anterior spiracle to see if it's dark or if it has orange hair. So what we're determining is if this area is an orangish color or if it's black.
Oh, it's orangish.
Very good. So what species do you have?
We have a orangish spiracle with a head that is all black and not half yellow and some hairs on the remigium. Black blowfly.
Very good. Formia regina.
Goes with the maggot we saw before.
It does.
So there's a real symmetry to what we're finding.
It's like
here.
A matching set.
To collect the whole set. Coming up.
It gets a little tricky in here.
The evidence is in.
And either you had a really weird lunch with Clayton.
We did.
Or you're lying.
And the verdict?
Well,
it's not looking so good.
You're telling me you saw him 3 days after he died.
Well, yeah, you caught me in a lie. So let's look at the weather now, compare it to what we think we know about the various creatures.
You want to do that right here?
Yep.
All right. So what we do, as entomologists, you know today is the day that you went out and you collected the maggots. So you start with the day you collected the maggots and work backwards. We did this using degree days. You can also use degree hours. So what you do is you find the average temperature in Fahrenheit, convert it to Celsius, then you subtract a base of 10 from that, and then you add them all together.
At this point, my brain was on a bit of overload.
So now it gets a little tricky in here because temperature minus the base, that's your accumulated degree day. How you figure that out is we have these growth and development charts.
All of Christie's forensic formulas were becoming a bit hazy, to say the least.
Take the difference, divide it in half, and add it to this. I know that's a little confusing.
No, naturally, that's what I'd have done.
So let me boil it down for you like this. All of the data we collected, when combined together, delivers a highly accurate snapshot of the one thing we're after, the post-mortem interval. Or, to put it another way...
All of this is to determine the age of the maggot?
Yes.
And in so doing, we know that maggots appear like clockwork...
Yes.
...in the corpse...
Yes.
...of a pig.
So if we look at this, you know, I said the 25th is where it would hit that 86 number... which is the exact date that pig was placed out.
That was the first pig we looked at?
Yes, the first pig we put out.
One of them was just laying there?
Yes, so that pig has been out less than a week, 6 days.
Right, so I was off, I guess, 2 weeks.
But you were pretty good. And then we didn't look at the maggots from all the other ones, so I can just tell you.
Joe, just tell me, I'm dying to know. That's that second pig, hold on, that was the one that was...
He was wrapped in the tarp.
You remember the burrito pig, right? Here, we'll show it to you if you don't. The burrito pig, which just looked like, well, horrible. That's the burrito pig. That was, I guess, 4 weeks on that.
He went out the exact same day.
Same day as the first pig. So what we're really seeing here is the different ways a corpse decomposes based on the fact that it's wrapped versus just out in the open.
And this is why our research is so important, because we need to know, well, if you wrap something, what does that do to our estimation?
Clearly, because you can't glance at that.
Exactly. And that's why entomologists are important, because, you know, crime scene investigators can't go out and just say by looking at it, oh, it's been here this long. Because the insects, we always say, they don't have an agenda, where humans do. You know, I could say, oh, yeah, I saw Mike on Friday because I'm covering for Clayton, when really you were dead on Wednesday.
Why do I have to be dead in your example?
Okay, so let's say you tell me you had lunch with Clayton on Friday.
We did, and he stiffed me.
And I look at the maggots, and Clayton died on Tuesday. Mm. Well, then either you had a really weird lunch with Clayton, or you're lying.
What if he just ate something that was poorly prepared and died as a result of that?
Well, but you're telling me you saw him 3 days after he died.
I did. And so I dreamt I saw him.
So, see, that's how you can catch people alive, and they get caught in their lie.
You caught me in a lie there. Okay, so the second pig that was wrapped in a burrito was there the same 6 days as the first pig that was exposed.
Yes.
The third pig, that was in a garbage can. He came out in a cube because he just assumed the shape of the container he was in.
Yes.
You're going to tell me now he was there the same amount of time, too, aren't you?
No.
No.
How long did you guess that pig was out?
I believe I think I guessed a month.
He has been out for 2 months.
Oh. So I was on the right track with 6 weeks.
You were on the right track.
Okay. Now, dumpster. Dumpster pig.
Yes. How long did you guess for the dumpster?
Oh, also 2 months.
He went out the same day as the first two.
Son of a gun. Interesting.
This is really good, though. It shows that you can't tell. You can't judge a book by its cover.
No.
You have to rely on science.
Yeah. Like at a glance, I can look at this and go, this is not going to be exciting. But once I look inside and I see all these keys and all this Latin, I realize, holy crap, man. I'm hanging on every unpronounceable word. Hey, this was great. Really, amazing. Amazing stuff you guys are doing, and I appreciate you showing it to us. And, you know, at 200 times its normal size. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're fabulous.
Thank you.
Pat?
Thank you.
Innocent until proven guilty. Remember that.
That's correct.
All right. All right. Do well. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for the shirt. Decomp. Mm-hmm. I don't think I'm going to wash it, actually. I'm just going to let it mellow. You know, we're always looking for new ideas on dirty jobs. And in the course of looking for those ideas, well, you see some crazy things. Right now, Dave is trying to get his shoes down from a tree. He took his shoes off to get an earlier shot, and somebody in the crew threw them up there knowing that they were just out of reach for him. So it's a sad and pathetic thing to watch. Discovery.com/dirty jobs if you have an idea for an actual dirty job, one that somebody could get paid to do and might not end with such a fruitlessness. That'd be great. Didn't work out for Dave. Might work out for you. Discovery.com/dirty jobs. Thank you. It's important on this program to learn stuff. What are the two types of wounds that people get when they're shot, Troy?
Punctures and lacerations.
Puncture and lacerations is incorrect. Here's an old intestine. Let's get some of this here for Troy. I need you to smell my hand. Big smell. Smell it! Doggone it. You people are going to learn. It's the last thing I do. Entrance and exit. That's pathetic.